This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Health insurers and healthcare.gov are now gearing up for year two of the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment on the exchanges begins 2 months from today. Marianne Udall Phillips is director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan. Marianne, we've already been seeing comments from insurance executives and those who run these online exchanges indicating the nation could be in for a bumpy ride again, because along with the new enrollees signing up for the first time, there'll be customers shopping around to renew or change plans, and there'll be fluctuations in prices of the plans. What's your take?
You know, it's going to be an interesting, exciting time for the next enrollment because we have all of those 272,000 people who are going through the second year. The administration has allowed people to auto-enroll so they can keep their same plans that they had and just be automatically re-enrolled. But if they had subsidies, and 87% of people in Michigan on the exchange got subsidies, if their income has fluctuated between the first and the second year, that could change their subsidies. That could be a complication. Premium rates have changed, so that could adjust what people are actually paying, and people may not be aware of that. So most of the insurers are actually recommending people re-enroll directly rather than auto-enroll and just keep going forward that way.
And that would be November 15th.
That would start November 15th.
Start.
That's right.
But unlike last year when they had to keep kind of moving the goal line and they stretched out the enrollment period because of all the problems with the website, that was 6 months. But this year...
That's right. It's a much shorter enrollment. It starts in November. It's really more like a standard enrollment that most employers go through. And it is because we think it's going to be a more effective enrollment. It's going to be, you know, we think the healthcare.gov website problems that happened that first year, they've clearly been significantly improved. So we don't think we're going to face those problems this year, but there is going to be some confusion and people are going to... So getting in early and doing it in the first couple months would be a good thing for most people.
So it starts November 15th, and when does the door close?
So it closes 3 months later, so it's a shorter enrollment than we went through last year.
Are you getting any sense of how many plans will be available in Michigan and what the prices might be, or is it too early for that yet?
You know, we haven't seen the full range of plans, but what we do know is that more insurers have decided to offer coverage in the marketplace, and that's pretty exciting as well. So we have several new insurers who are coming into the marketplace, so we expect actually more choices for consumers going forward. In some counties last year, we had 55 different plans that were offered. That's probably going to be higher this year.
But some counties, I know we talked to people from the Upper Peninsula who
yes.
had very few. Is there going to be some evening out? Will there be more choices?
Well, probably in some of those counties in the UP, it won't change significantly. And that is what happens when you're in a marketplace. You know, it's clear that the insurers are responding to where we have the greatest density of people and where there's the greatest competition between health plans. But some of those counties in the UP had, you know, five plans or less, and usually just one insurer, maybe two in some choices. So their rates were higher. We saw in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan higher rates than in the southeastern part of Michigan.
And that's the marketplace, as you say.
That's exactly right.
And speaking of the marketplace, there are reports coming from around the country that that some companies are going to be building in some pretty significant price hikes. Others are going to say, well, then we're going to lower ours. So the marketplace is working, but consumers... That means they really have to do their homework.
That's exactly right. We saw some of the large health plans actually increase their rates something like 9% from where they were last year on average. You know, I think they looked at who their enrollees were this go-round, and they made some predictions about what their actual utilization would be. You know, healthcare costs aren't really going up very much this year. In fact, it's a record year along with the past several of relatively low healthcare costs, still a little higher than inflation, but pretty low. But I think people are looking at the mix of enrollees they got and predicting what their use might be. So some are up, and as you say, some are down. Some looked at their enrollees or looked at what they wanted to do in the marketplace and said, we're going to lower our rates because we want to attract more. So it would be very important for consumers to actually, even those who have coverage now, through the marketplace, look at the choices again, and see what is the best match with the premiums and the networks that are offered as well.
And then factor in the fact, as you say, that the tax credit situation could change if your income changed.
That's correct.
So there could be some pleasant or unpleasant surprises, depending.
That's exactly right.
Is the information available now for people to go to healthcare.gov and look?
It is not yet. The plans are not yet out there. We expect they will be out there in October, so people can start going to look at it on the website at that point. But and all of the enrollment assisters and counselors that have been out there can certainly help people navigate that again.
You know, Marianne, as we've talked about on this program, one of the biggest unpleasant surprises of year one, apart from the problems with the actual website, were for the people who discovered that their policies had been canceled and policies that they were very happy with, and then the new policies that they were not happy with, they had to take, cost a lot more. And the main answer they got when they asked why was essentially a shrug. And I know this from personal experience with people it happened to.
Yeah.
Do you foresee any more unpleasant surprises this year?
Well, again, it's a marketplace. And so for some people, they are going to face higher premiums, and some people are going to face much lower premiums. Some people will see rates that they thought should be lower than they were. And, you know, some of what happens when health plans set their rates is, they're making predictions about what the mix of enrollment's going to look like, whether they're getting that mix of people who are relatively healthy and young versus those who might be older and use more services. And so if their mix doesn't look like it's going to be quite what they're expecting, then people might see a rate increase, even though the Affordable Care Act tries to stabilize and has a number of provisions in there that tries to stabilize those rates. So might not be as bad as last year, but there will be some.
Marianne Udall-Phillips, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
And you as well.
Marianne directs the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan.